They are alarming, and it's you know, when you consider that we never was putting as much money into the health services, 17 billion this year, it's sad to see that we have so many children waiting for primary care services such as psychology, audiology, ophthalmology, dietetics, speech and language, you know, occupational therapy and physiotherapy. Like, these are very important to young children. And it's important that young children get these services at a young age. These services are no good to them when they're going into their teens. It's a waste of time at that stage. So that's what's very annoying about the whole thing. And it's an issue I've raised on a number of occasions. And these figures are frightening, quite honestly.
And indeed, as you say, children and indeed older people as well are the most vulnerable in our society. But these are the groups that seem to be suffering all the time.
It is. And as I said, when you consider that there never was as much money spent on health, the whole priority system has gone crazy, quite honestly. And we need emphasis on these. As you mentioned yourself, older people, they're being left aside as well when we see people on trolleys for 24 or 48 hours in hospital wards. And I've witnessed it myself, quite honestly. I think it's terribly wrong. And, you know, we were promised extra beds in Letterkenny and in Sligo General under this new winter plan. Flu plan, and quite honestly, there's not one bed, not one extra bed that I can see anywhere being made available. So look, there's a lot of issues to be addressed.